This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
A recent post on breadstate.com by someone with the identifier Surgeon67 caught my attention. It provides four important critiques of the current attempt to promote a single-payer, government-run healthcare plan using the title Medicare for All. The 4 points are regulations, rationing, cost, and right to healthcare. The discussion of regulation starts with this question. Have you ever seen a government program that didn't come with a stack of regulations that would make war and peace seem like a birthday card rhyme? Government money comes with strings, and there isn't any evidence that all of those rules and regulations make the delivery of healthcare better. Rationing is certainly going to be part of a government-run program since the primary task will be to reduce cost. But if someone else is paying for it, you'll be less likely to cut costs. The only way that the government can keep down cost is to institute guidelines that explain who can qualify for those expensive medical tests. What about cost? One study estimates that Medicare for All will cost an additional $32 trillion over 10 years. Here is a simple request listed in the article. Tell me one government program that costs less than or equal to projections. No, take your time. I'll wait. It's possible that even that estimate is off by perhaps a factor of two. The fourth point is the so-called right to health care. The surgeon says, I have never personally seen anyone denied care for anything life-threatening because they weren't covered. If someone had a ruptured spleen, we don't wait until the Visa card clears before we fix it, and we don't call Blue Cross for pre-certification. Medicare for All sounds nice until you begin to look into the details and what it will mean for you and your family. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.